Good evening and welcome to Any Questions, WAMC's Friday quiz program. Hi, this is Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, once again.
Last week, you left us with a challenge about a Seder plate.
I did, and in fact, I said start with the phrase Seder plate. Rearrange these 10 letters to spell two things you can do to a bicycle. What are they?
Well, luckily, you didn't have to drop a letter or anything crazy like that, so it was fairly easy to come up with steer and pedal.
Exactly. All right, Ian, on April 13th, 1899, Alfred Mosier Butts, the inventor of Scrabble, was born in Poughkeepsie, New York. So this week, we'll see how much you know about board games.
Oh, boy.
All right, first one. The board game, played on a map divided into 44 territories, originally released as The Conquest of the World.
I've never played this, but I think it's Risk.
It is Risk. I've actually never played on an actual board. I've played a computer version, which is so much nicer than losing all those little army pieces. Any three of the five colored monopoly property spaces, that is, not the railroads or the utilities, that have a name not containing the word avenue.
Okay. Marvin Gardens.
Is one.
Boardwalk.
Is two.
And I'm assuming we're not counting the jail.
No, you can't buy the jail, as much as you might like to, but one of them is very close to Boardwalk.
Park Place?
Park Place is correct. Can you get the other two?
I sincerely doubt it.
The other two are St. Charles Place, which is one of the purple ones, just after the jail, and St. James Place, one of the orange ones. The trademarked name for the game Reversi, after a Shakespearean play in which the title character's rival is a classic two-faced villain.
I don't know.
Begins with an O. That might give it away.
It's not Operation.
No, it's not Operation, right. It's Othello.
Oh, well, there you go. The Shakespeare.
With the Shakespeare, right. I'm sorry. I thought that would be a good clue. Next one. The official term used in the U.S. for a play in Scrabble that uses all seven tiles from the player's rack in one turn.
I think that's usually the I quit now, but also known as the bingo.
It is the bingo, correct. I think they call it a Scrabble in some countries.
Some unimaginative countries.
Yes, and they call it a bonus in the U.K. region, but yes, we call it a bingo.
And they also play on the left.
All right, and finally, the board game adapted into a 1985 movie that was released in theaters with three separate endings, each resolving the mystery in a different way.
I think that was one of the Saw prequels. No, Clue.
That is Clue. And Clue, I think, is officially, I will admit this on the air, that Clue is one of my favorite movies of all time. I have only seen it about 58 or 59 times. So if you ever want to watch Clue, I will be over. Just tell me where and when. Well, it looks like I sank Ian's battleship this week. He only went 4 for 5. Let us know how well you did. What's your favorite board game? Have you ever played Othello? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions to take another look at this week's questions or some extra credit questions or this week's challenge, which is...
Think of two words that are each used to mark the first space on a game board. Add an E, then rearrange the letters to spell the 8-letter name of a popular board game. What are the words and what is the game?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I'll be thinking about that challenge. Have a great week.
We'll be back next week in the studio with the lead pipe. See you then.